or something for the.
Now that everybody's mouths are full, I'm going to call this meeting to order. Any changes to the minutes? Was it a truck or just a skid that Holden loaned?
Truck.
The whole truck.
The whole truck.
There it says skid, the whole truck.
Okay.
If nobody has any other corrections, look for a motion to approve the minutes from last month.
Hold on a second.
Bill. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable. WEX, $966.12. Not dealer, $37.75. ESO, $20,219.46. RMP, $20.78. Levitt Group, $9,917. Levitt also for $28,211. Hyman, $781.15. Holt, $1,100. Tire Shop, $152.28. Hyman for $885.90. Fillmore, $32.76. And Bank Card, $2,338.30. Questions on the bills?
What county truck is that you're referring to? On the Hyman.
That is the.
That's a tire.
That's the warden's truck.
Oh, okay.
What's the term? Chair, I apologize. I've learned this, but I forget the double firehouse insurance payment. What's, is that a quarterly payment?
I'm not sure what that one is.
I think it's annual.
Okay.
I only pay these ever.
I hope that that's a 4-year.
Yeah. I only remember ever paying.
Okay, thank you.
It was a blanket.
Yeah, it is a blanket. Yeah, it's
all
of the stations.
It's not,
stations.
It's not just Delta, it should
it's
be all the stations.
Yeah.
Okay, still
so one payment's for the vehicles, and one is for the buildings.
Okay,
that's a different
set. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Look for a motion to approve the bills.
So moved.
Chair. Second. Bill. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Financials.
The only thing on the, on the balance sheet of note would be the Zions credit card. Greg put it to good use while he was in Texas. And so that's why we've got a balance this month. And that's one of the things I asked Jim about. Those expenses that he incurs, they're under, at the very bottom of the income statement on the next page, under other expense.
And that'll be reimbursed by the fire he went to.
Yep.
So that's where I'll continue to post those, just as other expenses, and then we'll just know that that's what they are. And then there's a detail, the next page is a detail for April's expenditures. So you can see exactly what was spent, and those there's those other expenses for Greg that were charged on the credit card. The next page is the comparison to the previous year to date. We're just a little less. Again, I think that's because of that truck that you bought in the previous year, and so we're pretty close to the same as last year. And then the next one is the budget. Of course, we're not even close to or being over budget or anything, so that's not a concern at this point. And then I've got the bank reconciliation, and everything. Ross said that the Oak City one cleared. It cleared this week, so. The only other one's the Meadow Town. There was one from Meadow that cleared that was from December. Not too long ago. Yeah. Okay. But that's, and then I mentioned to Jim earlier today that the auditors are asking for policies with regards to procurement and nepotism, and it's a state auditor requirement. And I went through some of the documents, and I couldn't find the hard copies because you have these policies in place already. And I had them in my old audit reports, old audit work papers, but I don't have access to those anymore. And so, anyway, I'm going to be sending out new ones. They're the same thing as you've done in the past, but they're just going to be electronic so that I have them as an electronic copy. And then we can discuss them in the next meeting and then ratify them and make sure that they're all up to. And they're just basically policies the state of Utah requires, and you can tweak them a little bit, but they don't like you to change them too much. So, anyway, but that'll be for next month. So,
any questions on the financials?
On that audit stuff, on that, those things that they want, if you say that's already written up.
Yeah, they're all written up.
They have been approved.
Yeah, they're hard copies, and I cannot find them in Dick's paperwork. So the auditor just suggested that we just do it so that we have them electronically, and then we don't have to worry about looking for them. They'll be the same exact ones. It's just now they'll be electronic.
So the auditor doesn't make any alterations or anything like that?
Oh, no. No. And see, I told him, I said, I don't get it. I said, I used to copy these and put them in my permanent file. And then I would just ask Dick, have you updated these policies? And he'd say no. And then I would refer my audit papers, my work papers, back to the permanent file. And John just kind of laughed, and I said, so you're telling me that I got a bunch of rookie auditors doing the audit this year? And he laughed, and he says, yeah, you kind of are. You're getting trained. And I said, all right. So he was going to make them go back and see if they could actually find the copies they had for the year before. And if they have them, then I'll probably just request copies of them, and I'll just digitize them. And so, anyway.
Okay.
Do those have to mirror the county itself in any way?
Yeah, they're pretty close to the same that the county has. But each special service district has to have their own in order to sign off on that.
Just wondering if there's any tethering whatsoever. The county, because we've made changes, we've made increases in minimum values that you have to get held on and so forth.
And that might be something that the board should discuss too on the procurement policy if they think they need to raise it.
Yeah, we'll just discuss, put all that under one line item.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Policies and procurement.
Yeah. But I'll send those out one way or the other. They'll be the originals or they'll be the ones that I can get from the state. Send it to you.
Okay, move on. Lemington, update on truck.
Still won't start. Took it to a mechanic over in Nephi. They looked at it, told us it needed a fuel pump, so we told them to throw one in. $1,100 liters, didn't fix the problem. So now they don't know what's wrong. So that's where we're at right now. That's the update from them this morning, was they don't know what's wrong.
This is just a mechanic, not a dealer? Or?
Yeah, it's Mays Auto in Nephi.
Well, he's told me that they've had it, Dave told me that they've had it into Sahara Motors quite a few times, and Sahara Motors can't figure out what's wrong with it as well.
Time to entertain a problem replacement that they got. We want our 605 back. That's what.
You can have it.
They were flush trucks.
It was dead when we tried to go on that fire, so we had to spend 20 minutes to get it jump started. And it fought fire until I blew a tire in it for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. So it's currently dead in the middle of a gravel pit. But yeah, it
yeah, go get it.
Wait till we get the other tire.
We don't want to.
Well, we kind of got caught with our pants down on that Eastport fire.
I don't know how you feel. I have currently two working trucks.
That's the problem.
What is the year of that truck?
The sticker says 02, 02, 03, somewhere in that range. So it's 24, 23 years old.
It's the end of 02, the sticker on that truck.
Oh, okay. So it's a 2003.
Yeah. And is it a disaster truck to do?
A 5.4 Triton, yeah.
What's up for discussion, Board?
You guys have supplied for that.
The BLM one?
Yeah.
We didn't get it.
Of course you didn't.
We just been blessed so many years in a row, they had to punish us this year.
Yeah. We've got a lot of good trucks from the BLM in years.
So start pricing trucks? Is that what the board's thinking?
I'm thinking that. That's what I would say. That's kind of the direction we got to go.
Mm-hmm.
We get some ideas on...
How high do you want me to go? I found one that are 180 to 320.
You're after a pickup with a flatbed that you can move your stuff onto.
Okay. Will do.
Just like we did.
That's what all the departments have done with these pickup trucks. Is
just a pickup with a flatbed on it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You move your stuff to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're responsible.
You go looking at actual engines and stuff, and we don't have stuff in front of that.
Make sure it's diesel. Don't get it gas.
Don't tell my department. Some of the guys in my department don't want a diesel. I want a diesel, so it's happening.
I don't know. I understand they don't want diesels, but you get. We had an old Ford like yours, a couple years older than yours. And I started more fire that damn thing. And they drive through grass and that catalytic converter. And the diesel doesn't do that. So.
You know what to
do. Do they?
Yeah. So, yeah, price of pickups.
Is there a year I have to go? Like, can I do...
Brand new?
Okay.
We've got one out in the parking lot right now. Greg's truck.
It's not flatbed.
Oh, we can make it a flatbed.
It needs smaller loads so it can handle 300 gallons, but...
Price of diesel, I think we should price out both gas and diesel early.
We have so much more money. Those gas motor trucks for way less. And the problem with the fire trucks and the DPF, DEF, all that stuff, how much time is that thing going to spend in the shop? Because it only gets, how many miles you got on your truck?
14,000.
14,000 miles in 20 years?
Something goes right around.
I mean, I ain't saying diesel's not the way to go, but they're way more money and they have problems.
What's that 7.3 Godzilla in the Ford line? Is that an option?
So that's what Hinkley has. And we don't have any problems.
We're grand, your best offer.
I don't know. Like when we got our truck. At that time, everyone was saying, go gas and forget diesel. That was a consensus amongst everybody.
Jesus.
For some reason.
Sorry.
Well, it was the cost for the Ford diesel versus the gas Ford. That's why...
And like you're saying, the diff and everything, you don't have to worry about all that.
Yeah.
But can you delete that? They've gotten rid of that now, so you could delete the diff and exhaust stuff off it.
Did your experience
did that pass?
Yes.
Yeah, it did pass.
I think fire trucks have always been somewhat exempt, but there's a cost to that.
Yeah, I know that.
And then you're also voiding your warranty as soon as you do that.
Well, they are making now with it. Yeah, they're making new ones now. They don't even have them. So,
I remember Jason mentioning that diesels can breathe in smoke and gas engines will choke out and die out.
That is one of the biggest concerns to a diesel motor is it can breathe in smoke. And they run through it.
But you get cancer after a while.
Price them both.
Gas and diesel?
I know your station's kind of limited on space, but check your extended cabs, crew cabs, whatever fits in your station. We had a single cab.
I want an extended cab. I know about a four-door, because going over some of those sand dunes, I think a four-door would have trouble.
Yeah.
So extended cab or single cab is what I'm looking at.
And that's RPMC's got the smaller door on the back. And, get some prices, come back.
Okay,
Steak Boys.
So, I sent an email out to you guys about the MOU we got. I have a bunch of copies we can sign tonight, but they won't be in effect till your cities sign the CWS agreement. So, any questions on that?
Is that the copy you got to get for the town signed?
Yeah, it can be the fire chief. Do they need to take it back to their city councils to get signed, or
no? So the community wildfire system, the CWS, that's got to be signed by the municipality. But the MOU can be signed by the fire chief of that municipality. The hard part with your guys' district is where the district owns the trucks, but the municipality carries the insurance and the personnel. That separation makes it to where we have to do the MOUs with the municipality to make sure the insurances on the personnel are covered. So, any questions? We've sent out the CWS information to your mayors multiple times this spring. We got Meadow last week, and so we're moving along. R6 is helping the municipalities a ton. R6 has helped us a ton. But if your guys' municipality needs help, doesn't understand it, let us know. I know I'm going to Fillmore next week to their city council meeting, I think Tuesday or Wednesday. So if you guys need something, reach out, and we'll make sure to get to them and they'll figure it out.
Would you be willing to go to Leamington?
I will travel anywhere you want. Yep.
I think you already signed Leamington.
I think they're done with CWS. Yeah,
so I think Leamington, Oak City is done. I think
ours is done.
Delta's working on theirs. Holden's working. Holden got theirs, but they need to do one more thing. And then the rest I haven't seen.
Does that include the buoy stuff?
So now I just got to sign the contract.
Yeah. Have you sent it back to Thomas or?
And that's mayor. Check with your mayors. That's one of the biggest things I'm missing. A lot of the municipalities have done everything, but they haven't sent anything to us. So a lot of the municipalities are done. We just haven't received their stuff. So. But they got another push today, so they should be aware of it today.
So we have a lot of fire bills that just we've made since Wild Horse and Mud Springs. So if you want to get paid, CWS has to get signed. So.
I just had a thought. I know why Sasquatch sightings are real.
I know. Then there's me.
But you don't fit into this group.
I don't. I'll never fit in the fire group. I'm just that.
We're hiring.
If you have four more years, I'll think about it. No offense, Pat. Got to keep sheriff to stay. We passed out the legal bias. Why, like what Thomas is saying. So if you want to review that and kind of understand why we have to sign all these agreements and stuff. So, but yeah, you can sign those, give those back to us, or if you want to take it back to your city, it's however you want to do it. So. That's it for us. Yes, ma'am.
You guys have any questions on it or anything like that?
Is this participating in your representative? Is that the mayor you're talking about?
That can be the fire chief, the mayor.
So if you were signing that agreement, I don't know what community you're from.
Holden.
So if you were signing that agreement under the district, so say the district owned the trucks and the personnel, then you would sign it as the Holden fire chief, and then they would sign it as the participating CWS entity. So on this, where you're signing under your own municipality, it doesn't need to be signed by them. Because they'll be signing the CWS. But it wouldn't hurt if you want to have your mayor sign it, absolutely. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I think so. I think Jason's always aware of it anyway, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's working on it.
Yeah, they just forgot to, he had one thing they forgot to do, so.
And if you talk to your mayors when they adopt the WUI code, this is something that's really got confused too, and I'm making my rounds to try and get it straightened out. That is completely up to your municipality on what you guys determine your wildland urban interfaces. We're not coming in and saying, hey, this is your WUI. That is the municipality's decision. So that's something that through Bremer has kind of been changed.
But initially, the state came out with a map and.
So that's the high-risk WUI under HB 48, which has nothing to do with CWS. Those two are completely separate. So even if your municipality has high-risk WUI determined by the state, the municipality could look at that and be like, well, we don't agree, so we're not doing the WUI code in that area.
Okay.
And then there's an exposure map. If a municipality wanted to put the entire city in WUI, and it was below a certain exposure, then you would have to get our approval to go lower. You can go as high as you want or none, but to go lower, you would have to have our approval. That's because the legislator owned a house on a golf course and didn't agree with it. So,
well, what about, like, most of every department in this outfit, we have more than our communities in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the urban interface is a little bit iffy on some of it, but we're potentially in that, even in the high-risk area.
Mm-hmm.
But some of those areas, even though they participate with us in town, they're just outside of town. So
right.
There's the WUI.
Yep, the counties have to do the same. So they're having to adopt the 2024 code, and they're having to realign their WUI maps also.
The ones outside is... You're seeing the limits are actually, they'll be in the county and addressed that way.
Yep.
Any other questions? Rumors you heard that we can clear up or?
Lots of rumors, but nothing you can clear up.
Okay. Well, we've had a few more winches up.
So yeah, if you get those signed, get with me, email back to me, or I can come find you and pick them up. So, Sheriff.
Do you have a rolling cost estimate yet on Wild Horse?
Over $1 million.
So
I think we had, over $1 million. There was no seats available, so we had to use lats and get lats from Colorado.
That's all right.
In California, so. But the retardant did its job. We held it on the ridge and stuff, so. So that's what we're looking at. And only 1.9% was on private. The rest was BLM and forest, so we won't see a big comeback in our CWS for next year. So.
That's all good news.
So. Thank you guys for that week. Everybody was strapped thin besides Hinkley. They didn't come play, but everybody else got a fire.
That. No, sir.
They were there in spirit, right? So I appreciate the hard work you guys do. The feds want to say thank you. If it wasn't for you guys, you know, different outcomes would have come from it. So thank you.
Well, we got to thank you on that thing, too.
You guys had a pop. Well, you're the third year on.
We thought we had a cop until I jumped the roll.
Anything else we need to discuss tonight? Lauren?
Obviously not on the agenda, but just kind of a heads up. You may come up. Kanosha's well is about to come online. It's a pretty substantial well. I talked to the warden about potentially putting a
Hello
there. And so we may look at a grant for that. May also look at, I don't know what funds we need to spend on irrigation or preventative stuff, but we've got a contractor doing a 6-foot fence around our tanks in the new well site. We may want to look at extending that fence further to make room for a helicopter. We've got 10 acres there, but that discussion may come up in the future. Make it on the agenda and talk about that, but just be thinking about it. It would be a, if we do the hell well, it would be a permanent station. It would serve Kanosh and the surrounding area and the reservation and things like that. Just be ready to put one valve on the well and fill that tank and be ready for emergency stuff. It could be a cool thing.
And fenced off where the previous pumpkins have not been.
Yeah. If we extend the fence, and I may ask the district for some funds on that, that would put it in a 6-foot chain link fence with the barbed wire on top.
Is there any updates on your firehouse?
I was actually going to bring that up.
There
you go. So the city is actually, yeah, going, they're progressing quite a bit with the firehouse thing. And they actually called me a couple days ago and was trying to remember. The district did make a commitment probably 4 years ago now, or three. I don't remember the exact details of that commitment, but they are getting to the point that they're looking at their financing. So I need to get on the agenda maybe next month and get an idea of what our financing, what the district is going to be contributing to that. I don't remember if we put a percentage or an exact dollar amount. I don't know if anybody remembers that, but it's been a few years.
I remember the discussion, and I remember that an amount. I'm pretty sure an amount was discussed, but I don't remember the amount. It'd be in the minutes.
Yeah, maybe we got to go back and revisit that, but we may also come asking for a little bit more just because of inflation. I don't remember what the district came up with on Delta's. Somewhere 700,000 or 800,000 sticks in my mind, but I don't remember if that was correct or not.
Was it based on a dollar amount or more of a percentage? It comes in my mind it was like 50%. Am I wrong?
Sold. Sign this paper. No, you do. I don't think it was 50%, but I'd take 50% any day of the week. But it seemed to me with Delta's it was somewhere around 30%. But I don't remember. Wasn't their firehouse somewhere 2.5-3 million?
No, for sure.
That's getting to be too many years ago. I can't remember that far back.
That's what I remember. That district was about 800,000.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, I think right now what we're looking at is still right around that 3 million mark, 3.5. They haven't really been very successful between CIB and all these others. I think the city's actually just going to bond for it and do it. But I think the city's hoping for a little over $1 million from the fire district. But we need to have a discussion and figure out where they can come in and get an actual dollar amount.
Knowing you guys, you probably agreed to the same percentage for Fillmore as you did for Delta. So whatever that is. But it's probably going to have to be dug out of the minutes.
I would think so. It seemed to me like we discussed it a fair bit and talked and kind of had a roundabout figure. But, yeah, maybe we'll have to go back through the minutes. I don't remember where it was.
It's going way back.
It is. Like I was doing the audit.
Huh?
I did the audit.
Yeah. You should know where it is.
Yeah, I should.
No pressure.
I want to think it was either in Lindell or Lymington we were discussing it, but For some reason, that sticks in my mind that we discussed it there.
Rather than town, you need to just go to a year at this point.
I
know. A couple of times.
But that is where we're going. They've researched, I mean, the city's already put a lot of effort and funds into this project so far. Obviously, they got the land, they've done soil compaction tests, they've sent stuff out, had architects and engineers go through it. It is a pretty big building. I feel like it's going to be done responsibly as to budget. There's not going to be a ton of frills. It will look nice on the outside. I want to say it was 6 bays long, but they're double bays.
And about like deltas?
Similar to that, but it'll look completely different than theirs. But yeah, like the bays will be pulled through.
About the same size, huh?
A little bit larger than theirs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There'll be more bays.
Will be big enough with the potential growth.
With the potential growth, I feel like it's going to be. And that was one thing that was really weighing heavily on the city is, because this is a building that's going to be there for the next 50 years plus.
It's actually 16 bays. Which sounds a lot, but there Fillmore City's looking for down the road if Fillmore City ever explodes and has to take on an ambulance service for Fillmore City, then the fire department becomes the ambulance service. So
there were growth studies. I can't put my finger on it, but when all this stuff was coming in, there were growth studies that were probably quite liberal in nature, right? But still, Delta was predicted in 10 to 15 years to be over 25,000 people. If everything were to hit the way it had been scheduled, you know, and come to completion. And there's a crap load of growth inbound to this county, and that's why I asked the question. Is it going to be big enough? I don't want to see it grow. For the record, I'm an old timer. I'm as old as some of the dirt in this county. I don't want to see that kind of growth. But you can't stop it.
Prepare for it.
You can't stop it. So
California has bucks to buy the
ground to it. Yeah.
What are they going to do with the power lines?
Put them underground.
Yeah, underground.
I think they decided they'd put it underground, move it a little bit to the east, and basically build it
under your parking lot.
Yes.
On my truck, do we want to keep having the shop look at the current truck, or do you want me to still get it and be done with it?
Board? Be done with it?
What can we afford? In July, whatever, you know. But right now, almost nothing.
We're pretty well maxed out.
Mo took most of my budget this year.
Yeah, we're pretty well maxed out our maintenance budget this year. Especially with that $1,100. I think
we have another $1,500 that
we're
down to 15.
Fire season's on, so you better get moving.
Yeah. We come up with something, man.
I would say that if you can't afford to have me help you out of it anymore, bring it home and find this up new truck.
Yeah, because at least with ours, we were able to sell ours.
As soon as you get it started, it really is. So it's just, it won't start.
Sheriff's office is going to be getting an abandoned vehicle call here pretty soon.
Yes.
Are you thought that through,
Brunson? It's in a perfectly good hole. We just backfill.
Yeah. Criminal mischief. The windows are shot out.
We just backfill. Stay expecting that, Sheriff.
Yeah, look around, see if you can find something. Ours was on the lot already. So. Okay.
Did you get your tire back on the goat?
Yeah. Anything else, or shall we adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
I'll take a second.